that is to begin with, then eventually there wouldn't be enough bread to sell for $20 a loaf because there would be no grain. Cactus and I, we visit about things like this because we are planning our future. And if we don't know the truth, if we don't know what's coming, you can't plan for the future. In the fall, you know winter's coming. In the fall, this is when you can go to the clothing stores and get winter clothing, because you can prepare ahead of time, winter's coming. And I'm afraid that the American people, and I will say to the Christian people, the whole family of God, in all the main denominations and in the evangelical churches, are unaware that winter, spiritually, a spiritual winter, which works itself out in the natural realm, is coming. The Christian people who should know prophecy don't. Most of the non-Christian people, they go to movies and they like to see these movies like Tornado and these type of movies that show what is coming, because they have a little info, they have a little insight into what it says in the book of Revelation. Everybody knows movies like The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, Apocalypto. People go to see these movies because they want to know the truth. They want to know what's happening presently and what's going to happen in the future. That's why these are big box office hits. People know. The Christian people don't care, because they're not going to be here, they think, about a cashless society. The people that don't know God, they're very concerned in taking steps to try to, those that have an idea of a cashless society and what that means, they're trying to find a way to prepare for a cashless system. It's in the book of Revelation. Diseases, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, very clear. Diseases, sicknesses that men cannot cure. One of the main diseases, cancer. This is what it's talking about, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Disease, put the word cancer in there. Diabetes. Put injuries from COVID vaccinations in that group. Put synthetic parasites in that group. Put nanotechnology, graphene oxide in that group. This is what Christ presented in the book of Revelation, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And then you can put war in that group. And you can put famine in that group. And then the final horse, the black horse, or the final horse, which is a kind of a pale green horse, like gangrene. These three previous horses cause people to begin to suffer and die of hunger. They turn gray, greenish. Then also you can, there's another hidden thought in there, Islam. Islam is one of the ways in which men and women and children are going to be eliminated from the earth. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit C-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you...
So, Job said that in the final generation, especially the last 10 years before Christ returns, the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked, and the judges would not judge correctly. In other words, there would be no justice. The judges who should rule justly, they don't. They won't. They can't. The Bible says they won't. Look at the Trump case. Look at what has happened in this country, especially in the last 20 years with judges. They will not judge and protect the victims. They will protect the perpetrators. This is happening. We're in the final decade. I'm presenting that because there are people that are other talk show hosts that are discussing what's happening in Russia. I've discussed that quite a bit. What's happening, not too much. I haven't discussed lately what's going on in China. China and Taiwan, the Taiwanese have been shooting down a few of the Russian, the Chinese jets, but you don't hear about it. There is almost a war of the nations in Asia. China wants all of the Asian nations to get in line, to step together. Vietnam, Not too happy about China's pushing, and the same with Cambodia. North Korea, yeah, they do their thing. Taiwan is very nervous because China has claimed Taiwan as part of Chinese territory. In the Philippines, they're a little antsy because if China can get the outer islands, China will own the Pacific. And Australia and New Zealand, China will basically own Asia. America is, at this point, the firewall from China's hegemony. Now, with I do need to talk about Israel, because the whole world has turned on Israel. The United States can't, won't, because without Israel, we can never rule the Middle East. And Israel, they know that America is very ambitious in that area, or ambitious and would like to take over the Middle East. And to do that, America must own Israel. And America will own Israel in the future, but not right now. So Israel has enemies within, adversaries within, and enemies without. I was going to talk about the Israeli parliament moving to designate UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Workers Association, as a terrorist organization, agency as a terrorist organization. I'm going to have to put that to the side. I have to go to something a little more serious. Now, I have been discussing that eventually the nation of Jordan, is going to be forced into the conflict with Israel. There's no way around it. Jordan is going to, at some point, take action against Israel. King Abdullah II, he's elderly. He's probably 70. He's doing everything possible to keep Jordan, his nation, out of the war. But he has a young, arrogant son, and Prince Hussein, he's young, he's arrogant, he knows he's going to at some point probably be the heir of the throne. But here's what he has to say concerning Israel. This is the young boy. This is the young man that's going to make a decision on behalf of the nation of Jordan. And I feel he's going to be the individual that is going to provoke Israel. Israel's going to respond. And the fight begins. Jordanian royal made scathing remarks against Israel in a rare television interview as he questioned why the world was still unable to stop the Gaza war. Because you can't stop it. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Psalms, verse 83. It is a war, ancient, it was a, there were ancient promises by God and prophecies by God's prophets that these nations that are in this present war were going to be punished at the same time. They're going to be taken to the woodshed at the same time. Prince Hussein said peace was unachievable as long as the Palestinian people were not granted their rights. Jordanian Crown Prince Hussein bin Abdullah said Sunday that his country was in a diplomatic and political battle with Israel as he cast doubt on normalization and peace agreements between Arab states and Israel. In a rare television interview on Saudi-owned Al Arabiya, The young royal criticized countries around the world for not doing enough to end the war in Gaza. Quote, "We are shocked by the world's inability to stop the massacre in Gaza. The people of the region have lost confidence in the international community," he said. Well, the international community, they know what hatred these terrorists have. They don't want these terrorists in their nations. It's not Israel that started the conflict, but the world believes that it was Israel's fault, where it wasn't. It was the fault of a terrorist group of people that you cannot control, terrorists. They decided to provoke Israel. Israel has responded to protect herself. And these people, through propaganda, have bewitched the whole world into believing that it's Israel that's at fault, not them. And it's Israel that's committing genocide, not them. They're committing genocide daily by keeping food out of the hands of the people, the Arab people in the Gaza Strip. They commit genocide daily by putting people around their leaders so that when the leaders are targeted, there's going to be casualties. They're the ones that are committing genocide by continuing to hold the hostages and not returning them. There's not going to be a peace. Israel's not going to stop this war. There's not going to be a halt. So anyhow, he goes on to say, and he's a liar, like all those in the Hamas news network. He says more than 35,000 people have been killed, 70% of them women and children. This is untrue. There have over 40 to 45,000 Hamas terrorists, soldiers, that have been killed. There's probably close to 70,000 that have been injured in these battles, if not killed. And there have probably been, I think, what was it Israel said, close to maybe 17,000. I can't remember the figure. Less than 20,000 civilian casualties, but they inflate numbers. The death toll, what death toll must we reach for the world to act? These are people's lives, not just numbers. You know what? The Arab world, especially the Muslim world, the Muslim people are expendable. The Muslim people that die in wars, these people are called martyrs. And the leaders of these nations, the heads of these groups of terrorists, they don't mind if 100,000 Muslim women, children, soldiers are killed, because it's on behalf of Allah, and it just shows the world that they are being discriminated against. For one, you know, that's one thing, that's one card they play, discrimination against them, and that they're the victims. The second card they play, we are the victims. So he says, Prince Hussein said that since the start of the Gaza war, Jordan has been waging a diplomatic and political battle where it is working to shift the positions of the countries toward Israel. They're going to probably do it. But I'll say this. Abdullah, King Abdullah II, is doing everything to keep his people out of this war. But presently, Jordan is preparing, and Jordan is in discussions with terrorist operatives in Syria, in Damascus especially, and as well as with Iranian advisors, And what are they doing? They're planning future operations against Israel. King Abdullah II is reluctant to provoke Israel, but as Israel continues and will increase operations against these terrorists, especially in the West Bank, because you see that's just pretty much adjacent to present day, the West Bank is adjacent territory, the boundaries are to the Jordan. But as the Israel continues operations against these terrorists in the West Bank, these operations will pressure the Jordanian government to respond. And in protest initially, and definitely protest, but soon direct confrontation. This war is coming. It's not just on the Mediterranean. It's not just in Lebanon. It's not just in Arabia, Syria. But it's going to expand into Jordan. What is the end result going to be? The end result is going to be this. Israel will expand her boundaries. All of Jordan will be Israel's territory. This is the conflict that King Abdullah, somebody told me that King Abdullah even stated that he understands the prophecies in the Bible about his country, and he understands that eventually Israel will take over and occupy and own that. That territory will be Israel's territory. This is King Abdullah II. I'll be back in just a second. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Speaking of China, I'll come back to something else in a second, but you see, there's only going to be two revolutions in China. The first one was with Mao Zedong. This was the first cultural revolution in China. There will only be two. The second one has already begun. We're in the midst of the second revolution in China, Communist Revolution. It's the final one. What's going to come out of China and her aggression toward the Asian sisters is eventually going to bring about a group of Asian nations that will work with China, and these kings will take the One Belt Road west and then south into the Middle East to the War of Armageddon. The problem will be the Euphrates River. And I know there have been many people talking about the Euphrates River drying up, and it's the Chinese are ready to move over the river now because it's dried up. There's a prophecy about that. No, not yet. This is about 7 years in the future, 8 years in the future, 9 years at the most. But China, Xi Jinping, I feel, is the individual, the president of China, Mao too, but worse than Mao. He's much worse. He's much more evil than Chairman Mao because he has more technology than Mao, and he has greater ability economically than Mao ever had. So therefore, he is much more wicked. And somebody has to bring the armies of the East with the kings of the East to Armageddon. There has to be a leader. It will be, I believe, Xi Jinping. I don't think he's going to get cancer. I don't think he's going to die. I don't think he's going to be overthrown. So, all of the pieces to the puzzle are already together. They're already in place. We're in the final decade before Christ returns. And Mao is one of the pieces. I'm sorry, not Mao. Xi Jinping, Mao too, is one of the pieces. Again, much more powerful than Mao could have ever been. And the other thing, Mao was a product, was a creature, was created by the Rockefellers in the West, in America. And Xi Jinping isn't. There was a time when Xi Jinping was part of the was empire had a grip, a hold on him. But over the last 5-6 years, he has drifted away. He has become his own person, so to speak. Now, on Sunday, this last Sunday, Israel struck a Hamas compound which killed two Hamas leaders. And ever since this incident, the world has gone crazy, out of control, blaming Israel for targeting a Palestinian camp. And Israel supposedly carried out this attack on this homeless camp of these, they call it displaced persons. And there was a group of about 33 people, some of whom were children and their guardians. And these people that died, they were getting ready to take a trip. They were going to go to Mexico. Yep, just below our border. And they were going there for therapeutic reasons. What does that mean, therapeutic? And these children, they don't give the ages. I guarantee you they weren't 5, 7, 9, 12. No, they were 16, 17-year-old children with guardians who were probably military age, going to Mexico for therapeutic purposes to travel to Mexico, travel north on the Hamas railroad into America. Well, anyhow, these people were killed because of the Israel targeting these two Hamas leaders. Well, what happened is, actually, Israel came out on Monday and said, we used on the, they were destroyed by aircraft, and the missiles that were used on the aircraft were the smallest missiles you can use. It contains the damage. They weren't the big that take out a block. These were just to take out a building. And they took out that facility, that building, where these Hamas terrorists, these leaders, were located. Well, Israel on Monday said that they were looking at footage to see what happened, because this fire went across this camp, killing these people, injuring many others. And Israel said they were looking at their drone footage. They were mystified, they were stymied, they were perplexed, couldn't figure out what happened, because those bombs were not that powerful. They couldn't have caused that damage that occurred. Well, they heard intercepted radio chat from some Hamas terrorists, men and women, men and one woman. And in the talk, they said they were wondering what happened. And one of the Hamas terrorists said, well, there were munitions right next door. They were hiding explosives. And Israel didn't know about that. So when Israel took out these two Hamas terrorist leaders, they blew up the hidden catch of explosives, which started an immense fire. I wonder what kind of explosives these were. Because normally they go boom. But these things ignited and caused a fire, killing, I think, 37 people eventually. But this is what happened. This isn't what's being reported. It's being reported that this was an attack by Israel on innocent civilians. Again, the Hamas News Network putting out their propaganda to the Hamas news agencies in America. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all the S's and all of them, the whole group, all CIA directed.
Eight. Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I try to mind my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor,
so anyhow, that is the truth about what happened on Sunday. Now, the Hamas terrorists, they don't like the fact that two more of their terrorist leaders are no longer carrying out any type of strategies against Israel. They're pretty upset. But with this war, the nations are in protest. They are unhappy because Israel is, everything Israel said they were going to do, they are doing it. They are eliminating, they are thinning out the herd. And they're going to take out the herd. And the international community is unhappy because one thing, again, like I had stated yesterday, they do not want Israel to own the whole shore of the Mediterranean down to Egypt. Iran had made plans with Hamas. Once they could, supposedly, should they have been able to, should the negotiations, if they'd have called a truce and worked out a deal where other Arab agencies would have been able to police or be the politicians to rule these people, these Arab people in the Gaza Strip, then Israel would have allowed them to have that. The other agencies would have made sure there would be no more conflicts. And Iran had planned to begin to occupy and use that strip of land for her own purposes. Iran doesn't have a coast to the east. Doesn't have a way to... I mean, they have to go all the way around the world to get their goods out. If they could own a piece of land along the Mediterranean if they could run goods through Lebanon down to Gaza or through Egypt up into the Gaza Strip. They would have access to the world to bring things in and to, you know, commodities in and out. So the Gaza, the Arab world wants Gaza. They need Gaza. And the terrorists have ruined their plans. So they're not too happy with the terrorists. And I think as time goes on, they're going to begin to just let Israel remove the terrorists in the Gaza Strip. And already the United States has begun to do that. The United States has backed away. We are supplying Israel with what is needed to win this battle, to help Israel win the battle. And all of the Arab world, especially the terrorist groups, are unhappy. But this is just the way it is. Israel will own Gaza. They will own the Gaza Strip. And there's nothing that the international community can do about it. Egypt now is beginning to cause a little friction on the southern border. I think in the last day, there was an Egyptian soldier that was killed. There was a little skirmish between Israeli troops and Egyptian troops in southern Gaza. I'm sorry, Rafah, or southern Gaza, in the area of Rafah. And because of that, there's a little bit of tension between Egypt and Israel. Now, in Psalm 83, there is a group of people called the Hagarites, meaning Hagar. And Hagar was a wife of, well, actually, Hagar was a concubine to Abraham. And through Hagar, Abraham had Ishmael. Well, Hagar was an Egyptian woman. So, again, it's a family feud. It's a family problem. There's animosity within the family. Because Arabs, or many of the Arab nations, are related through blood to Israel. And the Egyptians are related through Ishmael, Abraham's first son. So there's conflict. I wonder if, I do believe it's going to escalate to some point, but once again, Israel is going to be successful. And eventually, that border in the Rafah, on that southwestern border, is going to be controlled. Security will be in Israel's hands. Now, going up to Lebanon, eventually, Israel, at some point in the future, is going to also control the coastline in Lebanon. Hezbollah in Lebanon has caused the Lebanese government trouble for the last 25, 30 years, 40 years, and they're going to continue to cause Lebanon, the government, trouble. And there is offshore, there is a massive oil deposit, and Israel is protecting it. Lebanon claims it as their own, but Israel pretty much does control it. I'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com. I'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Dow Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083, or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
So this kind of gives you an idea of what's happening in the Middle East. And at the same time, what's happening in Russia was headline news, beginning to be headline news, is the matter of Nazism in Ukraine. Germany has just made a decision that should Benjamin Netanyahu come to Germany, he'd be arrested. The anti-Semitism is once again alive, spreading, with the Nazism. It's not like communism, fascism, socialism. All of these isms are religions, and they have their genesis in the occult. The same with Nazism, Arianism. It is an ancient religion. It is alive and well. And it had to be protected after World War II. And all the nations worked together to protect the Nazi criminals, to keep them alive. It wasn't just to keep them alive for the sake of their abilities. That was part of it, but that's not all of it. Importantly, they had to be kept alive because they were worshipers in the Aryan religion, and their wives and their children needed to be protected. Arianism had to be protected. So, with the help of the Catholic Church, Argentina, nations in the South, in the South America, and who would be the individual in America that oversaw, that would oversee what would happen in the South America? Nelson Rockefeller. Was Nelson Rockefeller aware of the Nazis? that would escape Germany into South America, into Argentina, Brazil, Colombia. Was he aware of it? I suspect, more than suspect, nothing happened in South America that Nelson Rockefeller was not aware of. Because that was a responsibility that was given to him by the family during World War II and before. So, in the future, if I have time, minutes. We need hours and days, but we only have minutes. But we'll do what we can with the minutes that we have. But anyhow, Nazism, Arianism, the religion had to be protected. One of the great protectors of that religion, ancient religion, was America through the government. So, podcasts for this program are on 1360khnc.com. Other hosts on the same podcast section. Visit tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez. Have a wonderful evening.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money. You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.